Good morning and welcome to the Daily Pour Over. It is Tuesday, March 27th. Let's get into what you missed. The ACLU sues Ohio over an impending law that would ban gender-affirming care for minors. This comes after the Ohio House and Senate voted to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto of House Bill 68. This bill would prevent doctors from prescribing hormones, puberty blockers, or gender reassignment surgery for patients prior to the age of 18. Director of Transgender Justice at the ACLU, Chase Strangio, stated that we refuse to allow lawmakers to move forward with these cruel restrictions that directly harm transgender young people. Families are now confronted with the extremely difficult decision of fleeing the state they call home to protect their children or allow them to go without care they and their doctors know is right for them. John Fortney, Director of Communications for the Ohio Senate, put forward that the bill is only about protecting kids, also providing that Americans overwhelmingly support this bill with polls to back it up. Example being Washington Post stating 68% of adults oppose access to puberty blockers for children ages 10 to 14, and 58% oppose hormonal treatments for 15 to 17-year-olds. This lawsuit will halt the enacting of this bill before its initial effect on April 23, 2024. Judge Juan Merchan, who is overseeing the New York hush money trial, imposes a gag order on former President Donald Trump. Merchan wrote that the former president has a history of making threatening, inflammatory, and degrading statements against people at all levels of the justice system. The ruling will also prevent the former president from speaking out against former attorney Michael Cohen or adult film star Stormy Daniels, who are both expected to be witnesses of the case. Donald Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records, and the jury selection will begin April 15th. A new investigation for the House Ethics Committee is looking into Texas Congressman Troy Nehls for an unknown public reason. Republican Chairman Michael Guest of Mississippi and Democratic Ranking Member Susan Wild of Pennsylvania wrote that the committee notes that the mere fact of referral or an extension and the mandatory disclosure of such an extension and the name of the subject of the matter does not itself indicate that a violation has occurred or reflect any judgment on behalf of the committee. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed yesterday as a cargo ship lost power and collided with the bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency as rescue crews worked to find any victims from the incident. Five vehicles were found with no one believed to be inside, while six crew members are missing and presumed dead as the Coast Guard gave up the search. This story is still developing. The Adams administration in New York City is moving ahead with the plan to give prepaid debit cards to migrant families. Mobility Capital Finance gave out 8 preloaded MasterCards, with 115 planned to be distributed by the following week. This one-year deal with the tech startup had no prior bidding process and has the potential to net the company $1.8 million. A family with 2 parents and kids under 5 will receive $350 a week. Kayla Mamelak, spokesman for Adams, stated the cost-saving measure will replace the city's current system of providing non-perishable food boxes to migrant families staying in hotels, much of which is often discarded. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. names Nicole Shanahan, an attorney and tech entrepreneur, as his running mate for the United States presidential race. In his statement, Kennedy said, "I'm so proud to introduce to you the next vice president of the United States. My fellow lawyer, a brilliant scientist, a fierce warrior mom, Nicole Shanahan." The nephew of former President John F. Kennedy is attempting to get on the ballot this November, currently only qualifying in Utah. His campaign has claimed he has enough signatures to be placed on ballots in states New Hampshire, Nevada, Hawaii, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and South Carolina. In a follow-up from yesterday, Julian Assange wins temporary reprieve from his extradition to the United States. A London High Court rules the United States needs to provide reassurances that Julian will not face the death penalty. Assange is on trial for 18 counts, 17 falling under the violation of the Espionage Act. Despite a resolution in the UN Security Council, Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz said that the State of Israel will not cease fire. "We will destroy Hamas and will continue to fight until the return of all hostages are home." The resolution had called for an immediate ceasefire for the month of Ramadan, an Islamic holy month. The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on the access to the abortion pill, mifepristone, a drug the FDA proved to be safe and effective way to abort a pregnancy back in 2000. The bill was used last year in more than 6 out of 10 abortions in the U.S. Hawley argued that the prescribing label mentioned 2.9% to 4.6% of women end up in the emergency room after taking it. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar stated many women might go because they are experiencing heavy bleeding, which mimics a miscarriage, and they might just need to know whether or not they are having a complication. The Biden administration is arguing that the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine do not have a right to challenge the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Justice Samuel Alito pushed back, asking, is there anyone who can sue and get a judicial ruling on whether what the FDA did was lawful? Another concern is if this would cause other drugs to be at risk. The FDA has had the only authority when it comes to assessing and approving a drug's safety. Thank you for listening to The Daily Pour Over. To just stay informed on the latest news, follow the show wherever you get your podcasts, ready for you to listen when you wake up. I'm Pierce Crawford, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.